Hi, welcome to the Wealth Expertise Podcast. I'm your host Madhu Kodidela, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub, and I'm here to redefine the mindset of salaried professionals towards debt and create the abundant wealth and live the freedom life. Let's dive into today's podcast. Today, I'm diving into the topic that's close to my heart, that is lifestyle enhancement for salaried professionals. As I'm navigating the journey toward financial peace and wealth, how you need to create abundant wealth, it's essential to ensure that your lifestyle aligns with your goals. How it will be? Let's dive in. So I'm just going into deep about this particular topic about lifestyle of salaried professionals. For this, I'm giving 6 attributes which is to be analyzed, which is to be adopted by every salaried professionals. So for that particular matter, to enhance the scenarios and understand the essence about the lifestyle to grow, these attributes will be much benefit for you. So this attribute number 1 is understanding your lifestyle enhancement. How? To kick off this, let's understand what I mean by lifestyle enhancement. It's not just about luxury, right? It's about your intentional choices that brings joy, fulfillment and balance to your life. So for salaried professionals, achieving a balanced and enhanced lifestyle is not only possible, but it is crucial for overall well-being. So understanding about your lifestyle enhancement will matter only about your intentions. How you need to be achieved, what you need to be achieved, when you need to be achieved, what are the actions you are going to take, everything will be matters. So this is the first foremost attribute what you need to be have a essence in your brain. And the second attribute is debt utilization and eradication. Why I'm giving this intent to you is, it's a key aspect of lifestyle enhancement is how you handle your debts. It's not just about eradicating debts, but also utilizing your debts strategically so that you will build the wealth in the right way. I'll explore how to leverage debts for investments that contribute to your long-term wealth, please. So finding the right balance is the major key. So first we need to understand what is debt and why this is important in the second attribute. So debts are mainly viewed negatively in most of the scenarios. But when you use these debts in a wisely, in a right way, it can be more powerful financial tool for you. So I'm giving the context here about the different types of debts, such as your mortgage debts, home loan debts like a gold loan, credit cards outstandings, personal loans debts and educational loans, or a loan against securities. But among these, which loan is benefit for you? Understand, think. You need to have this clear analysis properly, basing on the proposition of your financial stability. So, and it can be strategically strategically utilize this particular debts, which mortgage debt you are taking, how many term, year of term tenure, how many years you have been taken care. So what is the total outstanding, what is the EMI, everything you should have a clarity on why you are taking that particular debt, whether you are taking that debt for to living on your own or for only for the sake of some emotional thing. So it can be strategic. You need to be aligned of your wealth building plan, please. So otherwise, debt will be very much burden on you. So have this intent in your life so that you'll get the clarity, understanding of a debt. And next is money management and how you need to manage money in a right way to enhance your living. So now let's shift your focus to money management. Now you understood the debt. Now we'll come for the money management shift. Efficiently managing your finance is the backbone of every individual to enhance a lifestyle, right? So I'll discuss practical tips here on budgeting, saving and investing, how you need to do in a right way and wisely. It's about making your money work for you and creating a financial foundation for the life you desire. So when you know about this in a right way, the answers will come to you. So for this, creating a solid budget about why your particular management of money is important as per your needs and wants. So solid budget is most important. Which, how much money you are earning, what are the spends is happening in every month or every day, what is the rent, what is the current bill, what is the what is the milk bill, what is your cable bill, what is your kitchen bill, what is your grocery bill, what is your fuel bill, what is your children bill, what is your medicine bill. Everything you should have a clarity about how much money you are spending on every day. Then you could know, able to manage in a right way. Most of the salary individuals getting the salary and spending like anything, spending spree they are, and they are a burden on the credit cards. They rely on the credit cards, and they will be again dependent on some other loans. So creating of a solid budget basing on your financial stability is the first most parameter what you need to be considered. And the second segment is the power of saving. From setting up automated transfers to creating an emergency fund, discover how small it will be and how consistent you are. So that lead to a significant financial security for you. So savings at least 10% of your monthly income to be kept aside for your future. So it is enormous possibility is there. Whatever the money you are earned, whether you are earning 15,000, whether you are earning 1 lakh rupee, whether you are earning 5 lakhs rupees, it doesn't matter, but how much money you are saving for your future to build is a right way. Please understand. And the third strategy is the strategic investment for growth. How it will be? Understand the basics of strategic investments, including your diversification, your risk management, and choosing investment vehicles which align with your goals. If this happens in a right way, the money will flow to you. That is my guarantee. And the next attribute is making your money work for you. Why the money has to be work for you instead of working for money? So creating a financial foundation that supports the lifestyle you desire. It's about strategic choices that yield your long-term benefits. How it will be get the results for long-term benefits basing on the streams of money you are investing. How that particular money is getting enormous returns to you. So making your money work for you is one of the most important parameter where you need to really work on to scale your money or your desires to the next level. So this is the most important factor. And next segment is aligning with your financial goals. So every financial decision should be a step towards your goals, right? But it ensures that you are not just managing money, but actively budgeting or building the future of your desire. How much money you are going to attain? How much value of the exact should be there in your account? So you need to have this clear intent about the money to create abundant wealth in your life. So this is the third most important attribute what I would like to convey the message to you. And the fourth attribute is, this is the most important parameter, root analysis wealth model is into action. Why? So why this root analysis wealth model is important? Because many of you are familiar with, I am the creator of the root analysis wealth model that I developed. Today I am see how this model can be applied to enhance your lifestyle. So from identifying root causes of financial challenges to creating a personalized roadmap to your wealth creation. This model is a game changer, please. First, you need to understand how you need to redefining your money mindset. So what is the clarity in your financial goals? How consistent in savings or investment habits do you have? So knowledge in wealth building strategies, what type of knowledge do you have? Whether you are relying on somebody or you are researching on something, and how you are relying on these things. So these matters a lot, which will prosper your money blueprint of your past and create the new rich future of yours. So this is the most important factor to elevate yourself to the next level by following this root analysis wealth model. And the fifth attribute is balancing work and life. this is the most important parameter of every individual's life, right? So enhancing your lifestyle is not just about your money. It's not about finding a balance between work and life, but how you are dealing with work and how you are having an idea towards your work and life, lifestyle about your work. So whether you are happy or not happy in your work, that matters a lot. So most of the salaried persons, everybody knows, I don't want to say these things, how much stress you are going on, and from morning 9 to 7, 9 to 8, whatever the job you are doing. So what are the stress you are feeling? It's okay. But after coming to the home and after analyzing the parameters about your finances, after getting the clarity about your current situations, then you start transform yourself to manage your balance work and about your life, that personal life as well as your work life. So how you are prioritizing your self-care, how you are taking the meaningful relationships to the next level. So how you are going to achieve a financial peace, that intertwined is twist with your achieving peace in all aspects of your life. So it will twist your balance work and life. So life is not like smooth ride. It is a roller coaster ride. So you need to, you are sit in the roller coaster instrument, and you need to be have that ride in your life to get the clarity. If you want to come out of that particular roller coaster ride, you need to have this particular plan to enhance your life to the next level. If you don't have this clarity, no other individuals will achieve the success in every individual's life. So this is the most important parameter in every salaried professionals, how you are going to balance your life with your work. And the sixth attribute is setting goals for lifestyle enhancement. This is my most important, and I'm very much grateful to give the essence about this parameter, setting goals for lifestyle enhancements. Just I'm giving the clarity here to you. I'll discuss this importance of setting clear goals for lifestyle enhancement, whether it is a travel, whether it is a hobbies, or creating a comfortable home, or having tangible goals of yours which will direct your financial efforts. So first, how you need to be set up proper lifestyle enhancement goals. So first, you need to have an idea, what is your desired lifestyle to be, how much money you want to attain at the retirement age, at which type of house you are going to live, whether you want to live in a duplex house or 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom or any mansion or a villa, which type of home you want to reside, how much bank balance you need to see in your account, how much net worth you need to build, how much portfolio of assets you need to create, which vehicle you want to drive in, it is a Mercedes-Benz or a Audi car or a normal luxury vehicle, which vehicle you want to ride, or a Ferrari, whatever the vehicle you want to ride, whether you have a plan accordingly or not, whether you have a desire or not. So which country you want to visit, whether you want to visit for a world tour or a Dubai or Singapore or wherever, which country you want to have a plan to visit to see how it's a dream, no? So these are the essence of your tangible clear goals you need to fix in your brain, and write all those things, whatever the attributes which has been clearly decoded in this podcast. It will be most beneficial for every salaried professional to enhance a lifestyle of yours. So to scale the lifestyle to the next level, you need to understand these essence of understandings is important. So just I'm reiterating this majority of the clarity of attributes here, how you are going to understand your lifestyle enhancement, what is your debt utilization and eradication process, and how much money you are managing properly, managing or not, and how you are managing in the right way or not, that you need to understand. And the root analysis wealth model, the process which has been given, whether you have gone through in that particular model or not, whether you are following or not, and how you are going to balance your work and life. That is one of the thing. And setting goals for lifestyle enhancement is also one of the major aspect of every solid professional to scale the life to the next level. So please go through. So every financial matters, it will not understood in one way, in one shot. So listen this podcast again, or take a lot of notes and start implementing today, so that you will get the clarity to scale your finances to the next level and become a financially free in your life and have a great lifestyle enhancement of yours as per your desire. So thank you for joining me on this journey to explore the financial lifestyle enhancement of yours if you are a solid professional. Remember, financial peace is not just a destination place. It's a way of life. If you have questions or want more insights about these things, feel free to reach me at www.madhukodidala.com or connect@madhukodidala.com. So until next time, I'm Madhu Kodidala signing off. Stay inspired, stay financially empowered. Madhu Kodidala, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub. Great day ahead. I'm always with your service to give the clarity to you about the finances. So I'm confident this podcast has given the immense value to you about this lifestyle enhancement. So please share this podcast to your friends and well-wishers so that they will get benefit. And also I've given one link in the description. Please click that link and join in that link so that you'll get the daily financial bites like this. And also one more link which has been given in this description. If you want to be associate with me for the lifelong, clip that link, associate with me to empower yourself to scale your finances to the next level, whatever the desired lifestyle you want to be. So you want to be great in life, definitely it is a possible. Please associate so that you get the clarity. Thank you. Have a nice day. Great day ahead. Let's see you in the next podcast.